It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, I'm back. It always feels like a long time, but it was just a holiday weekend. Keith McPherson on The Fan. KEITHMCPHERSON. ONYOURWFAN. Let's get into it, man. I mean, I know what y'all want to talk about. And I kind of ducked it by being off since Thursday night. I couldn't duck the smoke that came from the Rogers Center and the Toronto series. But there's so much to unpack. I'm glad to be back. Somebody missed me. I know somebody's like, man, I'm good on this guy. And good, be good, be out. I've got you for 5 hours. Another 5 hour KM to AM, 8 to 1 AM on The Fan in New York. I got to go here first. I wasn't planning on going here first, but I just heard Loogie and I have to go here. And Loogie is already, I'm sure, on the train or running out of here or whatever and gone. And even if he wasn't, I don't care. I just disagreed so much with his take on Michael Volpe and the viral video that came out. Okay. First off, I'll start off by saying that I do know Michael and the family personally. So peel that layer back. I'm not speaking as somebody who doesn't know them. I do know them. As if I saw them randomly in Yankee Stadium or anywhere else, I would say hello. It wouldn't be our first, second, third. It'd be, you know, it's been years since I've been around the Volpe family. Michael, let's talk about him himself. Michael, you just heard a caller say that he's a doctor. I think the guy said he helped save his life. But I met Michael through the Italian American Baseball Association and them being at Yankee Stadium some years back before Anthony came up. So let's start there. Michael is an old school New York Italian. A great guy, a smart guy, a successful guy. Quiet as kept, very modest. But what I think people are missing from that video, and I was not there. I don't know what was said. And most videos on the internet, we don't know what happened until it gets to the moment. But what people are missing from that video, and I heard Loogie just say, I'm not a father, so stop right there. If you're not a father, you don't know what it feels like in your heart, in the pit of your stomach, to defend your family, defend your son, or feel some type of way about somebody saying something in public about them. Michael Volpe was surrounded by his family, the women in his family. His daughter next to him, his wife, his mother-in-law. I kind of felt bad. I'm like, I wish I was around. I didn't go to any of the games in Citi Field. I'm glad I didn't go, but I'm like, I wish I was around for backup. Just to have another dude to stand in, another body to stand in. We all know Anthony Volpe has been struggling and going through it. There's no way around it. He's been terrible. I have more of an issue with him throwing the ball back and hitting Judge in the face than this video. So, like, let's just get this out of the way because I know somebody's going to call and ask me about it. I had multiple people send it to me. I didn't care to really go back and forth on it on the internet. But Michael Volpe did not embarrass himself, his family, or his son. He clearly was standing up for himself, his family, and his son. And what I got from the video was he was fed up. I like the fight he was showing. I want to see more of that. I want to see a boiling point. I want to see more energy like that. I don't think Anthony is embarrassed by his dad going viral. That's the type of energy we need in New York with the New York Yankees. The Volpe family, they're Yankee fans for a long time. They want to win as bad as anyone else. But if you're going to sit there and cross a line, which I guarantee you, this Met fan in Flushing, remind you, they're in Queens, not Yankee Stadium. But I guarantee you there was a line that was crossed for Michael Volpe to get to the point where he's challenging this guy, saying, F you, let's go. Let's go. With his daughter holding him back. But he was down for the smoke. He was down for the static. I got no problem with that. That is very much New York. And that's the type of energy I want the Yankees to carry themselves with. I want the Yankees to go into Flushing and be ready to fight. I want the Yankees to stand their ground against any other team that dares disrespect their name. Because no one fears these Yankees. No one fears these Yankees, not even the make it happen Mets. And I knew they were going to make it happen on Friday. And I'm not about to recap the weekend. I'll tip my cap to the Met fan because I have Met fans in my DMs. I have Met fans in my replies. I deleted social media apps Saturday when I learned that Clark Schmidt needed Tommy John. I'm like, I'm good. I have this little window of time to spend with my wife and my two-year-old son. I'd like to give them my undivided attention instead of, you know, going into the cesspool of social media and going back and forth with somebody during the Subway Series. It does not matter. And I enjoyed this weekend being around some people that cared, yeah, but also some people that did not care. They can't tell you the Yankees record, the Mets record, who they played last, who's doing well, who's not, who they need to trade for. It's refreshing sometimes to get around people that they're not trapped in that. You know, they don't have to suffer through the losing streak. And I already knew we were going to, you know, Citi Field to lose that series. And I tip my cap to the Mets because they did it with a completely makeshift bullpen rotation, random guys. You know, the Met fan has to laugh this one off because, like, the Yankees, they could have won this series. They should have won that first game Friday, in my opinion. And then Max Fried on the mound, you're supposed to win that game. And that one got a little bit uncomfortable. But the Met fan has to laugh because they did this with a bunch of guys having a cup of coffee in Queens. Guys that are going to be trivia questions at the end of the year. The all-name team. Who is Zach Pop? Who is Dickie Loves Ladies? Chris Davinsky? Rico Bronya? Rico Garcia? Brandon Waddell? You know what I'm saying? Like, David Stearns, with conviction, makes all of these transactions. Just go look at the Mets transactions in this month and into last. They just send guys up and down, sign guys off the scrap heap, whatever. And with conviction, they're like, here you go, Mendy. Make it work. Figure it out. And they did against the big, bad New York Yankees who came limping in, who came out of Toronto early in the morning. I was on till 2 a.m. that morning talking about how, yo, they're probably going to lose because they're just going to feel sorry for themselves. But you know what? They came out with the right energy. You know, Dominguez, Judge got that game started off well. Obviously, Stroman didn't have it. And that's another thing with the Yankees. When we talk about pitching and how the Mets were able to survive with Frankie Montas and a bunch of randoms, the Yankees pitched Marcus Stroman, who wasn't supposed to be on the team, but he's a former Met. He's a New Yorker. He's a guy that I thought would relish the moment and be a little bit better, but it's tough. It is what it is. This is a guy that's barely pitched this year, was shut down last year. He's at the end of his Yankee tenure. And then Carlos Rodon. Carlos Rodon never has it when you need him to have it. Not in a big spot, not in a big game. He can't overcome things. We've been talking about this for 3 years with the guy. He's going to get a borderline ball called a strike called a ball, rather, and it's going to be take your base. He's going to hit a guy with a pitch, whatever it is. And then he's going to give up the long ball. It's consistent. You can bank on it. You can bet on it. So Saturday's game, I tuned out of Saturday's game as soon as the Grand Slam happened. And, yep, I got the video of Judge getting hit in the face, and the first thing I was thinking of was hopefully Judge doesn't slump and this doesn't affect Judge. It didn't. We saw Judge yesterday. But there's so many issues with the Yankees right now, and now is the time to lock in on the trade deadline. 888-808-1019. Now is actually the time to talk about what do they do with this team. There is no selling. Let me stop you there with the thought of selling. There is no selling in this Aaron Judge era, right? I'll start with Judge, who is having the best start to his season ever. Should win the MVP. Here comes Cal Raleigh to Yankee Stadium this week. Maybe they'll go back-to-back and belly-to-belly, and we'll see who ends up with more home runs by the end of the week. Cal Raleigh's amazing, been amazing. But Judge might win the Triple Crown if he can catch him, if he can keep his average up. You don't punt on a season where I've been talking about Aaron Judge last year failing in the World Series. There is no Galaxy Series. There's no higher place to fail. Judge now being a father and how that changes your life and perspective. Maybe the weight of the postseason won't be as big to him, and maybe they just walk him. right? As we saw John Schneider do in Toronto, maybe they just walk him. And this year you have Jazz Chisholm, which we'll get to Jazz in a minute. Jazz is hurt. I told you guys he was hurt. There was a video at Fanatics Fest where he saw iShowSpeed, the famous streamer, and he said candidly, I'll challenge him to a race when I'm healthy. I'm not healthy. I bet he's got a bunch of aches and pains, and now we find out it's a shoulder. And what doesn't make sense is, like, if this guy's got a shoulder injury, why are you putting him out there to fire the ball over Goldschmidt's head at third base? Why are you putting him out there at third base, not his natural position, over and over and over again? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. All my catchphrases are coming back. Make sure you got a poncho and an umbrella because there's rain in the forecast, but it's not rain. The Yankees are just going to piss on your head and tell you it's raining. 888-808-1019. DJ LeMahieu, what's the point? What's the purpose? Right? DJ LeMahieu is just getting the return on investment that the Yankees want at this point. He's cooked. We knew he was cooked. His bat does not justify even hitting ninth. He can't move. Bro, there was a play, like the ball was there to his right. He like overran it, couldn't get his glove down. I'm like, what are we doing? You have an athletic second baseman that spent all offseason preparing to be your second baseman. Aaron Boone was in this studio. And when BT and Sal asked him about third base, he said DJ LeMahieu. He said Oswald Peraza. He said Waldo too. Oswaldo Cabrera, huge loss. The Yankees have a ton of injuries now. Waldo, Fernando Cruz. Those two are huge losses that we don't talk about enough. Like, those guys are needed, and they're missed now. Even a Jake Cousins expecting him to come back, not it. Even a Luke Weaver coming back quickly from the hamstring injury, not being the Luke Weaver we've expected. That's tough. And we kind of dodged one with Trent Grisham, but wait, here's where I want to go tonight. Can we trade Trent Grisham? I'm not saying to sell with Max Fried and Giancarlo Stanton and Cody Saved by the Bellinger. Thank God we have a Cody Bellinger. We'll talk about that as well. But maybe you do need to trade Trent Grisham. Can we? You're not going to pay him in the offseason. Can we get rid of Trent Grisham? He was supposed to be a fourth outfielder. You got a great first half out of the guy. But now he tweaked his hamstring. The ball is going over his head. He's booting balls. It's not like we haven't seen that before. And he can't run the first either. And Boone is defending him in the postgame saying, oh, yeah, he had a little bit of that. Okay, if he's got a little bit of a hamstring, why is he playing? Is he good to go? I don't know. And then everybody's going to tell you that Jason Dominguez needs to play every day. Sure, he does. Just because he's a difference maker. He's super athletic. He's got all of these tools and intangibles that can help you win a game. But also, he is playing out of position and you're reminded ball will find you at Citi Field. Ball goes over his head. Ball is in the gap. And so I kind of understand you going with Cody Bellinger. Not so much Peraza. But I understand you going with the better defense so that you don't get swept by the Mets, so the Mets don't actually take the season series, so you don't end up with L7. Like, I understand Max Fried is on the mound. He's the stopper. You got to have your best defense behind him. Amazing play by Cody Bellinger. The catch, the throw, the Goldschmidt looking like an NFL receiver. Ball is coming, not letting the other guy know the ball is coming. Boop, makes the catch. Lindor should have slid. Anyway, you know, there's a lot to unpack from the series that was over the weekend. Again, Met fans, like, I tip my cap to you. You got the split. You got to see Juan Soto hit a homer against the Yankees. And I think the biggest thing for you is you've righted the ship. You got right. The Mets win in that building. The Met fan was happy. You took the series in the first two games. So what that Max Fried and the Yankees got that last game? They barely got it. You got to feel good about where you're headed, knowing that you're going to revamp your bullpen. David Stearns did it last year. You were able to beat the Yankees with some randoms. But the Yankees find ways to beat themselves, and right now they've just got a lot of nonsense going on with this team. They've got injuries. They've got a trade deadline coming where, newsflash, like, I don't want to get you guys' hopes up. Now is the time where we're supposed to hope that we can get a third baseman, that we can get maybe now a starting pitcher with Clark going down, that we can get two high-leverage relievers. I don't know, maybe even a right-handed catcher. No, they're not going to get a right-handed catcher. But I also got to remind you, there are 29 teams versus the New York Yankees. The Yankees went to the World Series last year. Nobody's trying to help them. Nobody's trying to help them get back. And there's always a Cashman tax.
They're not giving Cashman what he wants. They're going to ask for George Lombard Jr., Spencer Jones. You guys willing to give up those guys? I don't know. So we shall see. But I'll say this about the Yankees and how they operate. So the Yankees, it is July 7th. We haven't even gotten to the All-Star break. We haven't gotten to the trade deadline. They're not panicking. Aaron Boone told the team that they're the best team in the league, that he thinks they're not the best team in the sport league. They're not even the best team in the American League East. You are what your record says you are, especially that L10. 888-808-1019. So where I'm at with the Yankees is like, am I down right now? Hell yeah. Do I think that this is a World Series team? No. And I don't think the Mets are either. I said that in March. I don't think either one of these teams are World Series teams. Why? Because they're not going to have the pitching. As soon as Cole went down, and I didn't know what we were going to get out of Will Warren. You know what Stroman was going to be. But now you're dependent on Will Warren and Stroman. Max Fried, Rodon, who knows? Rodon is still, what, stuck on 9 wins? He hasn't been the Rodon that he was. He's turned back into a pumpkin. Like, I don't know. I don't look at either one of these teams as World Series contending teams, but here comes the trade deadline. Depending on what you do at this deadline will determine your fate. And too many times I've seen the Yankees stand pat or say that, oh, getting Luis Gil back is like getting an ace at the... No, it's not. We don't know what Luis Gil is going to be or when he's going to be. And right now there's too many guys for the positions. The lineup changes every day because you have to play musical chairs with Ben Rice, whether he's catching or first base or DHing, Stanton being back. You know, this outfield situation, even the infield right now. Peraza is a net negative. He can't hit. Peraza wasn't even supposed to be on the team, yo. They were literally talking about Peraza being DFA'd or traded in spring training. But he's here. He can't hit. He's just 0-for. So they got to fix these problems. I don't know if they'll be able to fix them, though. That's why they signed a Nicky Lopez and a Jaimer Candelario, just in case. But yeah, we'll talk about the trade deadline, how you're feeling about the Yankees, where they're headed. We'll talk about the Mets. Same thing. You know, trade deadline, I think you've got more confidence in David Stearns to, add the pieces to the puzzle here. And you do have some pitching coming back, starting pitching coming back. And you do have some guys coming back. Even Lindor was just talking about, the Mets' impending IL returns are almost like trade deadline acquisitions. I think people try to, just taper your expectations before you get disappointed. If you don't have expectations, you can't be disappointed. So, yeah, we'll talk about the Subway Series. We'll talk about where the Mets and the Yankees are to start. We'll talk about the viral video of Volpe's dad, some other things that came out of Citi Field this weekend. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got a lot of time. I'm on till 1 a.m., a 5-hour KM to AM. Good to be back. If you'd like to talk to me, dial 888-808-1019. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after a quick timeout.